The things I remember personally most about Cecil Andrus was his ability to manipulate the majority party, the other party, into votes that would essentially force them to increase spending in education when they didn't want to do that. He was really good at that kind of bully pulpit and ability to influence public opinion. He certainly didn't always win. He lost a lot of times, but he was pretty adamant about that issue. And my recollection is that he was really very effective in his ability to use the public opinion. He was, in many ways, in that sense, kind of like Ronald Reagan. You know, I mean, very different politically in terms of their views, but both of them understood that they had the bully pulpit. They had the advantage of being the chief executive and could kind of define issues. Now, here's a difference again. Being able to define the issues is very different today because of technology and social media. Issues are being defined completely outside the halls of elected officials these days in many cases. So again, it's kind of a different situation. The other thing I remember most about Cecil Andrus was his flair. You may recall a vote in the Idaho legislature, a bill in the Idaho legislature, it was about 1991, maybe somewhere in there, which was at the time a very restrictive abortion bill. I mean, in today's world, it's, you know, there's much more restrictive abortion bills today than there were back then. But the Idaho legislature passed, it was in 1990, they passed a very restrictive abortion bill, and that bill got a lot of national attention. And there were media from around the country that showed up, and Cecil essentially didn't say what he was going to do with the bill. It wasn't clear what he was going to do with the bill, and I remember there was a press conference. It was in the Hall of Mirrors. So many people wanted to attend that, particularly press people, that they had to move it to the Hall of Mirrors, and it's a large auditorium room there. And my recollection is there were hundreds of people there, including media from around the country. And Cecil rather dramatic, you know, talked about the bill and about his own concerns about the bill, et cetera, and then dramatically pulled out the veto stamp and vetoed the bill. And there was, you know, this huge uproar in the room. Some people were very upset. Some people were very happy. It was an extremely dramatic moment. He had the flair for that kind of thing. It was interesting to watch.